to give you a real experience. Amen. Not just what the preacher said, but a personal experience. So we're here to change atmospheres. We're here in what I call the stratosphere. Now, science will tell you there's the troposphere, the stratosphere, the mesosphere, the thermosphere, and the exosphere. Those are all, the dimensions of atmosphere around the earth until you get to outer space. There's a grace. There's five different graces. We've looked at the first one, the troposphere. We've compared the graces of God's Spirit to the troposphere and what happens there. Now we're in the stratosphere. And I've entitled this The Face of Religion. Because see, if the devil can't keep you from becoming or the Lord saving you, the next weapon that will form against you is religion. A religious spirit. We're going to dive into that just for a little bit here. A religious spirit. You know, God is concerned with how you live outside of this setting more than how you act in this setting. A head nod over there again. Whew. I said, God is more, listen, God, yeah. God is more, the Lord is more concerned with how we conduct our lives outside of a setting like this. Because in a setting like this, an old drunk, I say, yeah, I know the man upstairs. A wine head, a dope addict, in a setting like this will feel better. But as soon as they leave here, they'll go right back to their dope, defiling the temple. Amen. Doing what they do. So God is concerned with how you conduct or who the real you is when you ain't around the saints. When it's you and the Lord and the devil. What kind of thoughts do you have? What drives you? What do you do in secret that if people could read your mind or read your mail, you'd be shamed right now? Come on, we're talking about salvation to the bone. That's some superficial religious stuff because you went to church. I encourage that. We are to assemble ourselves. That's an important part. That's a very small part. What do you allow to change or transform you while you're in church? Amen. Are you transformed or do you just stay the same? Are you a person that forgives or are you still holding grudges? Are there people in the church or on your job, in your household, in your community that you still don't like? You understand what I mean? You can not like a person, but you gotta love them. Amen. Amen. I knew I wasn't going to get no shouts. I was going to get some strange looks, sad hand claps. That's all right. I'll pat myself on the back. I'm going to preach for myself. All I need to hear is the Lord say, well done. Because see, we're trying to get people from where they are. Because there's so much more that pertains to our destiny. I said in the first service this morning, God will relent at perfecting you. He won't give up. He won't stop. And a lot of times we label trouble coming from the devil when it's not the devil at all. Is God troubling you? Is God dealing with you? Is God upsetting your pride? Is God messing up your routine because it's only become religious? Is God messing with you because your heart has grown cold? Please, somebody say amen. If y'all don't, I'm going to say amen myself. But this word is the triune. I'm sending it out. I'm sending it out strong. I hope it hits home strong. This is not a fluffy message to warm and comfort you. It's to convict you. Amen. Jesus would speak to crowds. And as you know, we picture him always Amen. Amen. Jesus wasn't always like that. He told a group of them, he said, "You hypocrites," right to their face. He made people so mad they plotted to kill him. One time he spoke a word in a temple and they said, "Wait a minute. You hear what that brother just said? This is Joseph's son. We know him. He's talking about he the son of God." And it says they sought to take him and throw him over the side of the mountain. But the Bible says Jesus walked out of the midst of them. And I believe he had a little, you know. Y'all, my time is not yet. So y'all can try to do whatever you want to do, but ain't nothing happening. Oh, y'all ain't here. He said stuff to make people. He wasn't out to make people mad or hurt people. He told truth. Amen. And sometimes truth is hard to handle. Amen. Because it comes right and sits right next to you. Yes. Or sits right up on you. Yes. And it makes you mad. But I declare, if you get mad about something, if you'll wait on God, if you'll turn to God, he'll make where you were mad and turn you to be glad. I'm so glad that the preacher told me the truth. Amen. And not lied to me. They're lying to people today. For your money. Prostituting your gifts. Or it don't matter if you're fornicating. It don't matter if you're sleeping around. It don't matter. You know, just come and play on Sunday. Tell somebody the devil is a lie. Are we still breathing? Are we still alive? I'm telling you, just stay with me through this series. Don't go anywhere. Don't get so mad. Don't, you know, I ain't never got a whooping that didn't hurt. My mother and them didn't whoop us with rulers. Our next door neighbors got whooped with rulers. We got whooped with knotted ropes. We got whooped with extension cords. Sometimes my mother would throw some anything in her. So we knew how to knock and move. We knew what was coming. Get it for me. You got it up there? "Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth." How many know it's easy to give mouth service? "And with their lips, they do honor me. But here's the catch. But have removed their heart far from me. And their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men and not the precept of my word." Let's be honest and frank. This is our roadmap. This is the final authority. I didn't write this. If I'd have wrote this, I'd have wrote it different. You would have too. I wouldn't have put all this stuff in here. I wouldn't put these commandments and stuff in. No, I'd have wrote it different. I said, no, I'm taking that out. And just do your thing, and you got, you know, you go to heaven. Just, you know, just act any kind of way you want to act. And you would have to. But God wrote this. And let me tell you something, it can't be disputed. I don't care how people say there's error, show me an error in here. As a matter of fact, holy men spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. It wasn't man that wrote this. It was God that wrote it through his Spirit. Over 66 books and even more books than that. Over centuries of time, God wrote this. He sent it to different ones that were speaking the same things, the same prophetic words. So it's not error. Amen. It's not error in here. People dispute it because they don't know it. The natural man, let me tell you something, the natural man, the natural you ain't going to understand it. You know, I tried to read the Bible, and it's like Greek. That's right. Because you don't have the Spirit. Amen. It's like you're trying to read another language, and you never learned it. How you going to read it? It takes the Spirit of God that wrote this inside of you to give you understanding of it. Otherwise, it's just a book. Ah, oh, that Bible ain't true. That's what the devil will try to tell you. And try to keep you bound in. Or all religions. Let me tell you something. There's a saying, all roads. And at one time in history, all roads led to Rome. But all religions, as a matter of fact, no religion leads to God. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm starting to get a little response over here now. So let me tell you, no religion. God is about relationship. And when I say relationship, it's personal. I couldn't get saved on my grandmother's salvation. There had to come a time where I had to make a choice. When God convicted me, I had to make a choice. Just like all of us, we have to make a choice. Nobody can make that choice for you. You have to make it for yourself. There's an age called the age of accountability. Who knows? God knows. When little children, when they grow up to a certain age, they become accountable. As their little children, they're innocent. So if they leave here at a young age like that, they're with God. But when they get old enough to make decisions in God's eyes, then they're accountable. And so we see here that there's a tendency with religious spirits to honor God with your lips. You know, you hear even in the sports realm on television, the professional sports and celebrities, some of them talk about God and they're for real. But you almost always hear somebody say, well, as long as the man upstairs. Well, who's the man upstairs? Upstairs in your condominium or your apartment or what? Who is he? Do you know him? Or is it just fashionable to say the man upstairs? Well, I know the man upstairs. What's his name? What do you know about him? He said, lo, it is written of me in the volume of the books. It is written to me, I come in the volume of the books. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became manifest in the flesh. I'm going somewhere with this because I don't want to sound narrow-minded, but narrow is the way. I don't want to sound prejudiced, but there's only one way. Tell somebody there's only one way. Come on, let's dispel all the myths of religion. Because none of them are true. There's one way. Jesus said this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father except through me. Then in the book of Acts, they went on to say, there is no other name given under heaven among men, whereby we must be saved.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.
I felt the thunder speak up your name, and I've watched the lightning your glory proclaim. I've gazed upon mountains and the testify of your